mean, it was late in the game. Then we got the, when I caught it, I know I seen Pepper, Judas Pepper, look at me, give me the no more signal, let me get down. So we were just more so concerned about securing the possession of the ball, getting our offense back on the field for another possession.
If you, in hindsight, would you rather have tried to return it, do you think, now?
I mean, I don't take nothing back that I did. I mean, it's easy to sit here after it happened to sit here and say, oh, you should have did this, should have did that. But, I mean, the outcomes were different. We wouldn't even be talking about it.
You're really good at returning the ball, though, when you have it. I'm just wondering what you saw. Did you see a lot of open space in front of you? I'm not second-guessing your decision. I'm asking.
No, I just knew. Just main focus, I was just trying to secure the catch. Then when I got the ball in my hand, the main thing was just gaining possession of the ball. And then, like I said, I got the no more signal, so that means no more, don't return. Just go and get down and secure the possession of the ball and give our offense the ball.
But if Julius doesn't tell you to get down, you're probably not getting down, are you?
I mean, at that point in time, it's late in the game. I mean, that's not – I mean, that play, that was an interception. It's not like that was the determining factor of the game, man. We had a lot of things go on throughout the course of the game. So, like I said, if we come away with the win, we wouldn't even be sitting here talking about that. And like I said, there's nothing that I would change or nothing that I'll take back.
You also had two sacks in the game. I mean, the way you guys played defensively for however long, 55 minutes, did you feel like you had total control of the game the way you guys played?
Yeah, I mean, we, like you said, for like majority of the game, we was playing really good as a team. And just those last couple minutes towards the end were really changed it, and that just shows you that just playoff football. I mean, you have to play to the very end. You never know what could happen, but like I said, it's nothing to hold your head down about. I mean, every guy in his locker room should be proud. I mean, it was a really fun ride, great season, and everyone left it out on the field yesterday. Everyone, you seen it in their eyes through that play. Everyone gave it all that they had, and you're not pointing the finger or none of that. I mean, we win as a team, we lose as a team, but at the end of the day, we gave it our all so we can walk out of here with our heads up high.
Morgan, as a defensive back, how absurd was it that Russell completes that two-point pass way across the field, sitting up there forever?
I mean, it's tough. I mean, just for them to complete the two-point conversion, I mean, that's tough. But, I mean, they made their plays. They're a really good football team. I mean, you don't take nothing away from them. And that's the only thing, like I said, you can live with guys going out, giving it their all. And we had a really great season. It was a fun ride. So now it's just all about regrouping and coming back stronger next year.
Have you watched the film, and will you watch the film of that game?
I haven't watched it right now, but, I mean, eventually I'll watch it. You know, you got so much time on your hands now, so you might as well watch it, learn from it, get better as a player. But, I mean, honestly, that was a fun game to be a part of, even though it didn't turn out the way we wanted to. But just the level of competition was very high. And I think competing against the greats makes you better as a player. So, man, it was a lot of fun. And like I said, no one has no reason to hold their head down.
Are you hoping that Tremont and maybe Devon are able to come back? They're both free agents. JB is too. I mean, there could be some real change in your secondary here.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the nature of the beast. I mean, it's a business. And I don't have no say-so with that. I mean, you wish those guys the best of the luck, whatever decision that they do make for them and their families. And, I mean, those are really great professionals. It was fun being around them. And there's a lot of things I learned from guys like Tremont, JB, just the way they carry themselves, House, the way he faced adversity, coming back from injury, never complaining. But, I mean, those are great football players, and I wish them the best of luck with whatever happens.
On the flip side, you were that guy to Haha this season. What was it like to see him make the plays he did yesterday and see the growth that he had? And how much did that help you, too?
It really helped out a lot. I mean, he really had a great rookie season. And I told him that this morning, just not just by his play, but the way he carried himself as a professional. And, I mean, that's hard for young guys to come in, get adjusted to scheduling, living on your own for the first time. And he was always on time. I mean, he carried himself like a pro. I mean, he brought a lot of fun to our meeting room. Just he's always smiling. And then I learned things from him just playing alongside of him. Then the chemistry that we have is really great. And like I said, since I've been here, this is probably the most fun that I've had in the season. I mean, in our meeting room, just being around the guys on the practice field, and throughout the season. So it was a lot of fun. And just watching him grow throughout the season, it was very exciting to see. And the plays he made yesterday, I really felt happy for him.
Morgan, can this team get back into the position that it was in, back to an NFC Championship game?
Yes, we can. And I mean, next year is going to be a different team because every year is a new team. But you got to take it one step at a time. Enjoy the process. Don't cheat the process. And, I mean, it's hard to win games in the NFL, and that's the fun thing about it. It's very challenging. But you keep an even keel. Don't get too high with the high, too low with the lows, and just keep pushing to get better.
Morgan, how long is it going to take for guys to
get over this loss? It's going to take time. I'm pretty sure guys probably going to still be hurting until after the Super Bowl because, unfortunately, it's only out of 32 teams, only one team is going to walk away feeling great. I mean, the 12 teams that started out in the playoffs, everybody's going to have that same feeling except one. So I think once the Super Bowl is over with, guys get around their families, you know, step away from the game a little bit, it'll start to feel better.